Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, wanted to bring a teaching to you today. Haven't been online as much the last few days. Been missing getting into the Word to share it with you. We're always in the Word. I want to talk today about an interesting topic, kind of timely and relevant. Last words before death. Yeah, we all know death is coming, right? Because of man's fallen ways, Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So we all know death is out there waiting for us, but the world and even so-called Christians rarely ponder death and what's at stake. I find that kind of amazing. Knowing Christ and thinking about the eternal kingdom, I think about life and death a lot, but I don't find that true with a lot of people. They're caught up in the ways of the world, but that's kind of another whole topic. We need to ponder it deeply. And this topic couldn't be more timely. I was working on this teaching for about the last, I've had it in my mind for the last probably week, had it finished and had to just tweak a few things. And you know what? I was in a business today, and I heard that the Queen of England died. Yeah, she died. She was like 96 years old. And so this teaching couldn't be more relevant. Talking about last word, you know, they're all making a big deal about the Queen of England dying. You know, on Judgment Day, the Queen of England and the pauper, it won't make a difference. God's not a respecter of persons. But again, that's kind of another topic in itself. So this is good timing, talking about last words. Let's look at some last words from men in scriptures. We don't really care about famous people or queens or people of the world or governments. Let's talk about the people in the Bible. Let's start with, of course, the words of our Lord, Savior, Creator, Messiah, Jesus Christ. Luke 23:46. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. How about John 19:30? When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. He bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. Yeah, important words for us from our Lord and Savior. He made the way for us by his perfect work via the Gospels, death, burial, and resurrection. Can't forget those last words of Christ. Of course, he was resurrected later to speak many more words to us. How about some other men from the scriptures, their last words? How about King David, king of Israel? 1 Kings 2:1-4. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man, and keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself, that the Lord may continue his word which he spoke concerning me, saying, if thy child take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth, with all their heart, with all their soul, there shall not fail thee a man on the throne of Israel. Yeah, pretty important words from King David. he ruled from Israel, and then his son Solomon taking over after him. David, a man with the heart of God, a man after God's heart. And his focus was keeping God's truth, keeping God's word. You know, I need to go back to Jesus. Jesus' focus was always serving the Father, doing the Father's will, loving the Father, loving his people. Yeah, that was always his focus. How about Solomon, King Solomon's, some of his last words? Ecclesiastes 12:7-14. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Vanity of vanity, say the preacher, all is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as goads and as nails fastened by the master's assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further by these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, and every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So there's the last words of Solomon. Some people said the wisest man that ever lived. I like that. To fear God, keep his commandments. This is the duty of man. So along with David, keeping the commandments of God, God's word, God's ways, eternity. Have you noticed in the pattern here? God's word, God's ways, eternity is always in view in these last words. Not holding to this life, not holding to material things, not holding to the ways of man. How about Stephen's last words? Acts 7, 59 through 60. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. So Stephen, here's Stephen about to be stoned. He's not holding on to this life. He's not looking back at this life with regrets. What's he doing? He's saying, don't hold this against them, Lord. I'm sure Stephen was looking for eternity to go and be with his Savior. That's pretty powerful right there. What a way to die as a martyr. Not holding to this life, not begging for your life, being concerned about other people and the kingdom of God. How about Apostle Paul's last written words? 2 Timothy 3, 12 through 17. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving, being deceived, but continue thou in those things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. See Paul's focus, doctrine, the word of God, eternity. Same pattern, not holding onto this life. Yeah, I love that. How about 2 Timothy 4, 6 through 8? For now I am ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not only me, but unto all them also that love his appearing. What a promise. Paul says he's finished his race. He's not looking backward, he's looking forward. He's going to go be with the Lord. He's going to get that crown of righteousness. And he says it's for everybody that's in Christ looking for his appearing. Isn't that awesome? What a great promise for you and I. Apostle Paul, looking forward to eternity in the Word of God. Stephen, looking forward to forgiveness, holding on to the things of God. Solomon, everything's vanity. Richest man of all time, maybe some people say. Certainly one of the richest of all time. Everything's vanity. King David, man after God's own heart, talking about keeping the truth of God. And Jesus, of course, our Lord, Savior, Messiah, focused on the kingdom, doing the Lord's will, doing his Father's will, making a way for his people, the great shepherd. You know, I wanted to do this just to get us thinking about last words of some men in the scriptures. As we live for Christ, speaking to the saints here, it's a good thing to ponder what would be our last words. Think about that. I mean, to live for Christ is to think about eternity, right? Which is going to mean death. The only people that won't die are the ones that are alive at Christ's second coming. Everyone else is going to face death. Jesus defeated it for us, right? John 16:33. And we're going to go be with him, right? So we should be thinking about death, eternity, our own death. A couple things to consider about our own last words, right? A couple things to consider. Just two. If we expect to have godly last words on our last day, how shall our regular daily words be lived out? Something to think about. Shouldn't we be practicing good, pure, true? Or should we be about jesting, vain jangling, idleness, worldliness, waste of time, foolishness? Yeah, if we want to have powerful last words at the last day of our life, I think we ought to have powerful words, godly words, eternal words, every day of our life, and focus on those. Amen. Apostle Paul talked about no coarse jesting. Jesus talked about every word that comes out of your mouth, let your yea be yea. We're going to be judged. Those are serious things. We should be focused as saints on eternity, thinking about our last words whenever that day comes. And how about this? Will your last words of godly truth and wisdom, if you utter that, like these men all did, will that fit right into your daily life and people go, yeah, that's who that person was? Or will it be like a surprise, like a deathbed conversion, like, oh, they got religion right at the end of their life? How many stories have you heard about that? People live pretty much worldly in their own selfish ways in rebellion, and then when their last days come, all of a sudden it's all about God. That doesn't seem like a very good pattern, does it? Jesus had a consistent record. David did. Solomon did. Well, Solomon fell into some idolatry. He's kind of an aberration, a little bit of a iteration there. An anomaly, as they say. Stephen had a consistent walk. Apostle Paul came out of sin and murder to follow Christ. How about us? Will people see our lives daily, consistent pattern, salt and light? If we had our, what if our last words, hey, I have a question for you. What if your last words were today? What have you spoken today? What have you lived for today? Have your words shown the way to other people? Whether it's a rebuke, exhortation, encouragement, truth, scripture. The people that know you, what would they say about your last words, your last day? That's something to consider, isn't it? Let's all ponder our lives here today. Our actions every day, our words. And what will our last words be? Will they compare to these other great men? We should strive for that. We're supposed to imitate them, right? 1 Corinthians 11. Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. I'm going to strive to have consistency in my life so that I don't know when my last day is going to be. I could die of a heart attack. Someone could walk up and kill me while I'm street preaching. I don't know when my last day is going to be. So I'm going to make every day my words count like as if they were my death words. And if I slip and I don't do it properly, or I get in my flesh, or I say the wrong thing, I need to repent. And God will cleanse me of that by the blood of Christ. And I can be renewed. And people will forgive me. And then I keep going. But you got to repent. You got to forsake that way. You can't just keep living your own way and think you're going to be washed clean. No, it doesn't work that way. So something to ponder today. Death is coming for us. Christ made the way. What are our words going to be on our last day? Let me know how I can help you in that, okay? Don'tperish.com is there to help you every day as best as we can, pouring out new material, new scripture. Nothing's new in God's word. It's always been there, but maybe new scriptures that we post, new insights, witnessing experiences, scripture reading, scripture teachings, videos, just trying to edify saints so you can fill yourself up. You're a vessel. Fill your vessel up with the holy word of God, the truth of God, the purity. Come out of the world. Come out of churchianity. Come out of your flesh. Fill yourself up with the things of God. And you know what's going to pour out of your mouth? Words of exhortation and peace and joy and love. Yeah, correction and rebuke is also needed at times. So fill yourself up. Let us know how we can help you in that. Set your mind on things above, and you'll be fit, ready for the kingdom of God to come, whether it's today, next year, 10 years, or whenever. We're here to help you. Go to don'tperish.com. Check out our resources. Shoot me an email. Would love to encourage you, Bible study with you, speak words of life and truth into you. Hey, till next time, I got to go. Go out and have a joyous day. I hope these words have been edifying to you. What will your last words be on your deathbed? Or just your last words one day? You may never get. You know, real quick, most people never get a deathbed. You ever think about that? A lot of people, I should say, a lot of people don't get a deathbed. A lot of people just die last minute. They didn't even know they were going to die. Make your words today the best you can for the glory of God. You'll never have to worry about your last words. Hey, we love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. Watch those words. Speak with wisdom, courage. Speak the truth in the oracles of God. Proclaim the gospel. You cannot go wrong. May God be praised.